Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is, man. MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. This. No, I didn't.
Room DJ.
Hey. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio, man. It is the JAMMS podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that. Nah. I ain't editing shit out, man. Yo, the NXT takeover, Toronto pass. And the SummerSlam has passed. Raw has passed. SmackDown has passed. SmackDown, the 20th anniversary has been announced. Legends are going to be there as per usual. All that stuff. We're going to talk about it all. You can follow us on all social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. My name is Grant Body P of Worldwide DJ Coalition, alongside the Shad Father, the superstar of Pizza Bar, the man who gave us that exclusive interview a few weeks ago. Pick up yourself, sir, man. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Seasons like forever since I was left on. I feel I'm back, man. I'm after that interview, man. I've turned face now, so we'll see how that
goes. I'm not too sure about that, you know, because of them, you know, some of those questions you did ask them. Crack me up, man. And conversely, some of the answers they gave you, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jørn Simmons. It's Jørn Simmons. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Because we never know. Jørn Simmons and a man called Rufio, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to them both. They gave me answers I wasn't prepared for, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, snap. So, yeah, man, that was a cool interview, man. I sincerely hope that they tell their friends to tell their friends to come check for us, you know what I mean? And, we can get some more interviews popping. The only thing about that is, I sincerely hope that is the case after 31st of August 2019. Yes, I'm talking about this year. I am referring to the AEW event that's happening, the All Out shit, because I am threatening to be all out if that motherfucker CM Punk appears at a pay-per-view in any capacity. You know what I mean? Like, I know he's supposed to be at some StarCast events before that, but if he appears at this AEW shit, that's it. That is it, Shad. That is it. I am handing in my card. I don't know what that means for Jams Podcast. I'm serious about this shit. I will end it all. I will stop watching wrestling. The whole shebang. Go home to me.
Oh, you have no choice to make?
I've done it before. I've handed in my card after... I will say this. I've handed in my card after... what was it now? It was a one-night stand pay-per-view. Was it one-night stand? And it was Edge versus The Undertaker TLC match. And if Undertaker went through them tables or whatever and Edge got the belt, then I was done. And it lasted a few months. So I can do it. You know what I mean? If it's good enough for Joe, it's good enough for me. You know what I mean? Joe handed in her card and I still don't know why. I'd love for her to break her silence and, you know, speak on that, man. But, yeah, man. But, yo, as I say, SummerSlam has passed. NXT TakeOver has passed. Did you watch the NXT TakeOver, Shad?
Yeah, I watched NXT.
You watched the NXT?
Another good show, as usual.
Never disappoints, right? Never disappoints.
Never.
Yeah, man. Go on.
He's just getting Sacco and Wardle overhyped for the main event just a little bit.
No.
I think the NXT fight, to be honest, kicking out of moves that they have no right to kick out of. Like, it all got a bit silly after a while. It's like, okay, go, good match, but it's taking it a bit too far now from a reality scale. You know, some of the stuff they did that stopped me out of the match was like, okay, this should be over now. And then the kick out, so. Yeah, kind of ruined it for me still.
For real. You see, the thing is with NXT, they tend to do that, man. They have like 10 super moves, right, in a match. 10 each, and a kick out of them. And I'm there thinking to myself, how the rass is this going to end? I mean, I know we all for a good wrestling match, you know what I mean? But like, you gotta, and you gotta be telling the stories, man. And I mean, I liked the main event. I mean, it wasn't rubbish by any means at all. Not at all, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, I liked how it started. It got more and more violent as it went along. Right. The first match, how it ended, I did not expect it to end that way with Gargano being teeth on it. he could fuck up my man, Adam Cole. With everything going on, man. And then what cracked me up, and that it's probably what CEO Killer was probably referring to, was when they both looked up and they seen the Dirty Big Cage coming down and had bear weapons all over that shit. they looked as if to say, seriously? Well, why? Someone's gonna get fucked up tonight! You know what I mean? Some bloodthirsty shit, man. Austin and Triple H would be proud. That was a 3 stages of hell. I don't know what it is with NXT / WWE, man. With all this PG dynamic business. That was a 3 stages of hell match. Call it that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It was 3 stages of hell. 3 stages of hell. The first match. It's a certain match. The second match is a certain match. The third match, should it go that far, is a certain. That's 3 stages of hell. Oh God, you can't put it any other way, man. Call it that, people. Call it that. Shit. That was a wicked match, though. But the funny thing was, I was more into the Mia Yim Shayna Baszler match, and I was more into the Candice LeRae and what's her name, Io Shirai match. I was more into those, personally.
Yeah,
definitely. That's just me. The new attitude of Io Shirai, I love it! Like, goddamn! Like, you know what? Asuka, what's the other girl's name? Kairi Sane. Take notes, man. Take notes. You might as well now, both on up. Just turn evil and done. And fuck up everybody. Even that, or just edge up your character or something, and still be good. And still be good guys, because I didn't like. I mean, I get it, but I didn't like it at the same time. I mean, Asuka and Kairi Sane, they lost their match against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. I get it, because Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss, you can get storyline out of them too, and on top. The marketing value of what you can do with the both of them, particularly Alexa Bliss. So yeah, I do get it, but like, I just feel bad for Kairi Sane and Asuka. I'm thinking to myself, well, why do you bring up Kairi Sane for? Why do you bring up Kairi Sane to main roster? You might as well just left him down at NXT and feud with Io Shirai or something.
Don't bring him on roster. Should have just left her. Undefeated in NXT, going fine, no problem.
Yeah, man. Yeah, serious, like, you know what I mean, no one's taking the belt off Shayna Baszler. I mean, my guess is that, I will say this, I think that Candice LeRae will be the one to take the belt from Shayna Baszler, but if that doesn't happen, Asuka, Kairi Sane, go back down there. You can go back. I mean, it's good enough for Tyler Breeze and Fandango, right? They're both down at NXT, right?
Yeah.
So, Asuka.
Have their promotion.
Yeah. So, Asuka, Kairi Sane. I'd say, God, if Candice LeRae don't get the belt off Shayna, you two go down there and sort it out, because it's breaking my heart right now. It's breaking my heart the way Asuka and Kairi Sane are treated right now. Kabuki Warriors. I'm sure I googled the name Kabuki and the meaning of the word, and I don't think it's anything to do with the females. I'm sure it's something completely different. So people, you know, some people who don't know their Japanese history and folklore and anything, you know what I mean? Kabuki has nothing to do with Japanese women. It's a Japanese term, but it ain't Japanese women. Last time I checked, Kabuki don't mean two official bad girl that's Japanese. I don't think so. Not feeling it. But again, with Io Shirai, loving what she's doing. Loving it, man. You know what I mean? She's even developed some sex appeal on top of that now. So, big ups to you, Io Shirai, man. Seriously. Mei Yim, man. You know what? Fuck that. I think that Asuka and Kairi Sane should go back to NXT. And I think that Mei Yim should be called up. Because Mei Yim has... I'm serious. I think Mei Yim's got the character. The character is there, man. She's got superstar written all over her. The girl was walking around with a blue bandana on her face, like she's a Crip. You know what I mean? She got the baggy trousers on. She does taekwondo. She does all this good shit. Mei Yim, I think she should be put to the main roster, man. Fuck it. She's got the character. She's ready, man. Mei Yim, you are ready. Let's go. Well, that's true as well, because you're right. You got a good point, you got, because you're like, you know, you got you got Asuka and Kairi. I mean, I like them as well. And I mean, I like Asuka and Kairi Sane as well, man. But this thing about staying at NXT, and I've got a bit of an issue with that. I mean, NXT, it's a great brand, it's fantastic. When TakeOver comes around, you're guaranteed you're going to get a wicked piece of wrestling match, right? But then you got motherfuckers like Velveteen Dream, who's begging to be called up. He's literally begging to be called up, and they don't call him up, right? Velveteen Dream's like...
That's probably why, asking you don't get...
I don't know, man. Yeah, man. I mean, NXT is a blessed it's a blessed brand. You can pull up all your skills, but once you go to main roster, you ain't gonna do half that shit. And then you start doing promotional shit. You start doing comedy. You start doing this and that and the other. Yeah, I mean, you look at the Revival and how fallen they, you know what I mean, how far they've fallen and stuff and. I don't know. I really don't know, man. I think it differs depending on the superstar, to be honest. It really does, man. If they're not going to have Mei Yim defeat my girl, Shayna Baszler, Mei Yim, come to SmackDown and done. Come to SmackDown and show and teach this Bayley woman a lesson. Like, let's go. That's my take on it. Let's do a swap. But it's clear to me they're not going to make Mei Yim become the champion unless they're going to... Well, unless they carry the feud on. If they carry the feud on, then okay. But if not... That's my take on it, man. Word up, man. But yeah, NXT TakeOver was done. SummerSlam! Talk about it, Shad.
Oh, man. Well, everyone seems to like it, man. Everyone seems to think it was a good pay-per-view.
I thought it was good. It was good and solid.
Again, man, our standards have been lowered. That's what I believe. Back in the day, SummerSlam was top pay-per-view number two.
On the list. Yeah.
Even though I love Raw, man, SummerSlam was always the one up before Mania. You think, something's gonna go down. But what really happened?
You know what?
What happened? There's nothing in a few years. You're going to look back at this SummerSlam and be like, oh yeah, that SummerSlam was missing, man. Yeah, I love that. But what is it to go back and think and go back and watch and remember? I still remember the Highway to Hell from the Slam. I still remember watching that one and remembering the card almost front to back.
Nearly top to bottom. 98 Summer Slam.
So 2019 Summer Slam will not be remembered. Well, saying that, I'm going to say that the pay-per-view of the whole was shit. I'm just saying that that wasn't memorable. Can I say that? Wasn't a memorable show.
Well, I, you know what? In this year's SummerSlam case, I think it depends on who your favourite wrestlers are, in my opinion. I really do. You see, for me, my favourite wrestlers currently, outside of Undertaker, the man called Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, them two, just to, you know, just to name a few. And Naomi, right? And then my three top favourite right now. And for them, it's something I could probably watch in the background while I'm working on a show or something. But to go back and watch again and again and again, I can't see myself doing that like I used to do with the 2002 SummerSlam with Shawn Michaels versus Triple H. That might be one of my favourite, if not my favourite, SummerSlam match of all time. The Edge versus Undertaker, the Hell in a Cell 2008. That's a match I can go back and watch again and again and again. Personally, I really did like Stephanie versus Brie Bella, for what it's worth. I actually did like it. I liked the build up to it and everything. And I did like that. John Cena versus Brock Lesnar. That was the same SummerSlam when John Cena basically he had the red ring over his head and Brock Lesnar just went Kratos on him. You know what I mean? That 2014, I'd say yeah, was a memorable SummerSlam. The SummerSlam before that, I don't remember it apart from the ending. Where you had John Cena versus Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan won, you know, and then Triple T, he turned evil. He set Randy Orton on him and all that, cashing his check. It's only the ending you remember with SummerSlam 2013. It might be the same SummerSlam that had, was it the same SummerSlam that had CM Punk and Brock Lesnar? Sure it was.
Yeah.
That was a good match, man.
That was match of the year for me, that one.
CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar. That was a good match, man, but, you know what? That SummerSlam right there, apart from those two moments, don't remember it at all.
Exactly.
Don't remember it.
This one will be remembered for the day Brock losing the title to Seth and the debut of The Fiend.
Yeah. For Drew, man. I mean, we'll talk about The Fiend in a minute, man, but Seth Rollins' performance against Brock Lesnar, it was a mixture of, I was surprised he won, but I shouldn't be surprised at the same time. When you look at the storyline going into it, Brock was fucking up Seth Rollins all the time. He was fucking him up, and then it looked like Seth was never going to win, even with his fucked up ribs. You thought he's never winning, never ever winning, right? And then Seth won, and I was like, yeah man, that's Dan. Well done, man. Well done. You know what I mean? There's been reports about Paul Heyman forcing Brock Lesnar to lose a title. I don't know about that.
Brock Lesnar forcing doesn't hold the same sentence to me.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't to me. Paul Heyman and... You see, again, it's one of these pet peeves I've got in wrestling right now, where if anything good happens, for example, Seth Rollins winning back the title and Bray Wyatt's debut, they'll credit anyone apart from Vince McMahon. Anything bad happens, they're quick to point the finger at Vince McMahon. It's a bit of a pet peeve I've got, because how do we know that some of these good things that are happening, right, it's Vince McMahon that's responsible? Isn't the old madman, the Irish old madman, ain't he supposed to get the last word on things?
Yeah, well, he's responsible for everything, the good and bad.
Right. So that's my point. You know what I mean? If anything good happens, fans want to credit anybody else apart from Vince. Anything bad happens, it's Vince. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. That's some bullshit right there, man. That is some bullshit.
There's more bad than good in it, so people are used to hate. And wrestling fans don't complain as well.
Well, that's true. Let's talk about Bray Wyatt's debut. That was off the hook.
Yeah, that's probably my favourite part of the night.
That was dread. Let me in. Everything went dark. He came out with his new and improved flashlight. That was done. You know what I mean? The way they've changed up his entrance music. That's dread.
Oh yeah, that is dread.
It was like, oh damn! Like I'm gonna say this right now, man. Bray Wyatt, after that, you're not gonna get booed going forward now. You ain't getting booed. It's that simple. Cannot see it happening at all. That was too much. That killed it. You make that look cool. You're supposed to be a heel. You ain't gonna get booed, man, for anything you do. You could forget it, Bray. You're gonna get cheered all the way through. You're gonna get Undertaker through this shit now. You know what I mean? That's exactly what that was. Even down to the ending. Right? The end. I mean, no. Let's not talk about the ending just yet. During the match, I did hear some rumbles from fans saying that Vincent Kennedy might take one of Bray Wyatt's moves and ban it. Because you see the one move where... Yeah, did you see the one move where Bray, he pretended to reenact that he broke Finn Balor's neck?
Oh, yeah.
That move, fans think that Vince McMahon might take that move and say, nah, I can't have you having that, doing that move. Because we tell the kids, don't try this at home, and then the kids are going to be, I'm Bray Wyatt, you're with Finn Balor! And they do that move, and then next thing you know, they fuck up somebody's neck.
What about the tombstone?
But the reenactment of the reenactment of the breaking someone's neck like that, right? You see that in films and shit, man. You don't see someone taking somebody upside down unless you're watching the porno and shit. You don't see someone taking someone upside down. And then hitting them with a tombstone power driver. You don't see that in a real film, but in a real film, you will see someone break someone's neck in the way that Bray Wyatt did that to Finn Balor. You will see that. You know what I mean? Therein lies the difference. Like, you watch Fast and Furious, I can't see a Vin Diesel Jason Statham, for example, taking him upside down and dropping him on his head like two stars. You know, it's not gonna happen, okay? It's not gonna happen.
True that.
That's what I hope that's not the case, man. I like that move what Bray Wyatt does. Oh shit, man. The speed. And then we'll go to the ending of that match, man. The ending of the match. And I'm talking about after the bell. Like, he's got his own, like, you got your entrance, your exits, rather, your exit. His exit was unique, man. That was crazy.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him, man, having to wear the mask. That was a big question. Would he wear the mask? Would he not wear the mask? And he is, and I love the mask. Apparently they're selling it on the WWE shop.
I heard word on the street is Bray Wyatt's merchandise sell off already.
Yeah, right. Not very good. Now, to do, obviously, you don't want to see Bray on TV every week because you don't want to rinse out the character.
Yeah.
To when you have one of them Firefly Fun Houses, have a little Finn Balor puppet or something like that. As a victim. have like a little chart of it from each person that you beat. It could be a Finn Balor puppet or just a picture of Finn, something like that.
Sounds good to me, man. Sounds good to me. Right, I pose you this question, Shad. As far as Bray Wyatt's defeat, you know what I mean? Is this feud with Finn Balor going to continue? All right. And after this feud, if it's a feud, who should Bray Wyatt go after next?
Either Kofi or Rollins, I guess.
Yeah.
If he's going to have to become champion, like, just push him straight away to the champ.
Yeah.
But after Demon, they'll strike while Iron's hot, and Bray Wyatt ain't going to get no harder than he is right now.
So,
and before fucking him up as well. The time's going to come with a fucking up, so. Just put his belt on him now, or it's too late.
Should Bray Wyatt become like a SmackDown superstar in that case, in the case of Kofi, because you got the 20 year anniversary. That is October 4th. Is it the 4th? Yeah, October 4th. It's on a Friday. He debuts on Fox. You got the legends out there on top, right? You know what I mean? You want to really kind of kickstart that shit with ratings, you know what I mean? I think that Bray Wyatt should do this shit on SmackDown, man. You know what I mean? You got to pull out all the stops on SmackDown to say, yeah, SmackDown's going to run the dance on Fridays. In fact, now that it is on a Friday, that has changed up. You know, that might change the complexion of Jam's podcast, you know. Because, you know what I mean? Because we're like a recorded show, so 347-637-3859 is the number not to call people, you know what I mean? Because of this. If SmackDown is on a Fridays now, right, I might have to talk to Mike Knox about changing the day. Changing the day that Jam's podcast is aired on the network. I'm just thinking, yo, it's only now I'm starting to think about it, man. I'm like, whoa, hold up, wait a minute. You know what I mean? I need to get Mike Knox's thoughts on that, man. I'm thinking of changing the day, man. But at the same time, we'll see, because I've already threatened to hand in my wrestling card if that Princess Peach bitch appears at AEW, because everything that Bray Wyatt be doing, everything Seth Rollins is incredible title win. Kofi Kingston's run, the Randy Orton situation, the Roman Reigns, who's trying to kill Roman Reigns, all that shit, and all that shit that happened in the AEW, and all that shit, or the G1 climax at the New Japan joint, don't mean a damn thing if AEW lets CM Punk through their doors. I stand by it. The entire wrestling world will be talking about one man. Not one thing that Becky can do can change it. Not one thing Lacey Evans can do can change that shit. Not one thing Sasha Banks can change that shit. I'll talk about Sasha Banks in a bit. You know what I mean? Not one thing that not one superstar can do can change anything. It will be about one man. For that reason, I sincerely hope he don't appear at AEW. I'm serious, man. I don't like the sound of it at all. It's very possible and becoming more and more likely, especially if he's appearing at a StarCast. And get the, and catch the joke, Shad. Check this out. Right. I am also willing. I need to witness this firsthand. I am also willing to take myself and a few Smack Talk Center heads down to Birmingham, the Walkabout Birmingham, to witness the AEW All Out. I need to witness it with my own eyes. And it will be my first time I watched All Out, and it could be my last time.
I don't think it's gonna happen, I
sincerely hope it doesn't happen. I really hope it doesn't. The moment he steps in, that's it. Everything Kenny Omega do don't mean shit. Cody Rhodes don't mean shit, right? Sasha Banks don't mean shit. Bray Wyatt, The Fiend don't mean shit. Aleister Black don't mean shit. None of it. I'm serious, man. It's a cause for me. It's a cause of concern. Do not let that man through the doors, Jericho. Don't let him do it, man. None of you will matter. None of you. Fans treat him like God. Bobby Roode doesn't matter. Don't matter. Nobody. Ricochet doesn't matter. Cesaro doesn't matter. Nobody. Hey, yo. Wrestling lives matter, okay? Wrestling lives matter. That's all that sound of it, yo.
I want back on TV or working or wrestling again. I think people will calm it down a bit, man. I think that's silly because it's the only person who's on the roster. Well, he's only, I think it's been like 5-6 years. Can he still wrestle? We don't know. He probably can, but it's been too long now and people are waiting to see him. So until he comes back, people are going to keep clamoring for him to come back.
The Rock was away for 7 years. He left the WWE as an active wrestler in 2004, right? He disappeared. He made sporadic appearances during that time. And then 2011, he came back 7 years later and still had those wrestling skills and still killed it. WrestleMania 28, come along, killed it.
I don't think he killed it. I won't go that far.
Well, on a sports entertainment standpoint then, killed it. I'm saying that's the Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is CM Punk we're dealing with now.
Yeah, he's older. A lot older than Rock. More injuries.
You have a valid point. When The Rock came back to wrestle again, he didn't hit 40. He was like, I think he was like 38, 39, I think. And then he celebrated his 40th birthday after that. CM Punk's slightly older. He's probably older by about a couple of years. CM Punk's about 41, 42 now. He's around them ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. And then you got men like Jericho, who's like licking 50. He's touching on 50, surely. A man can still fight like he's 20. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you got the man called, well, in AJ Styles' case now, AJ Styles, he's been active, he's been fighting every week still. You know what I mean? AJ Styles, he's in his early 40s. He's still fighting like he's 28 years old.
Yeah. AJ's different, man.
Very, very different indeed, man. Yeah, man. So that's my take on it. But yeah, I made it official. You know what I mean? I'm taking me and a handful of guys. We're going down to Birmingham because, you know, I just want to know what it's like, man, down there in Birmingham. I bet the atmosphere is mad electric, man. I bet it's crazy down there, man. Walkabout joint. I'm gonna watch this AEW shit. Watch Dean Ambrose and John Moxley, whatever he wants to call himself. You know what I mean? Watch these people fight and see what they're about, man. You know what I mean? And then I'm just looking at the future, man. I'm just looking at the future. That's all, man. That's all. All right. Let's keep it moving, man. Raw and SmackDowns, man. How's you feeling it?
Some decent shows. Nothing to bang about. Good show, though. Yeah. Not really sure where they're going.
I think they're really on a consistent thing now, aren't they? They're really, you know, I think they're a step up. It's not quite absolutely that gaga, but it's been better than it has been.
Yeah, slight improvement each week. But then, whatever shit week, which is probably next week, I reckon. In terms of the Kicking of the Ring, is positive. That's something to be happy about. So long, we've been asking for the King of the Ring and then we got what we wanted. I'm not sure how they're going to do it though. I assume it's not going to be in one night.
No, it's not. It's not. No, I think this is going to be spread over so many weeks, and then the next pay-per-view is the Clash of Champions, where I believe that the final is going to take place.
Not just one match.
It seems that way, you know, Shad, because the King of the Ring, there's 16 mans in it. There's 8 guys from each from Raw and SmackDowns, you see. 8 from Raw, 8 from SmackDowns, right? And actually, I'm glad. Let's talk about the King and Ivy ring. You know what I mean? I'm gonna bring up the participants.
We'll say Shaq Weidman. It's gonna go to McIntyre.
Well, I'm saying it's McIntyre as well. I'm saying McIntyre all the way. King McIntyre. That's got a ring to it right there. King McIntyre. But at the same time, you know what I mean? You know, truth say he didn't win the Money in Our Bank, so he's bound to win King of the Ring, and he carried that powerfully. But yo, let's talk about some of the other guys. If you was to pick like a dark horse outside of McIntyre, who would that person be? Now, before you come with your answer, right? I've brought up the 16 guys that's in it, right? And I want to give you, I want to give you a little bit of insight, so I'll give you a bit of thought of who could be in it, or at least be in a final, or do really well. So here we go. Coming from Raw, you got The Miz, Ricochet, Cedric Alexander, Samoa Joe, The Favorite, Drew McIntyre, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, and your favorite, Cesaro. On the SmackDown side, you got Kevin Owens, you got Mustafa Ali. Yeah, I said it, Mustafa Ali. That's your name, okay? Apollo Crews. Is that Chad Gable? That looks like Chad Gable. You got Elias, you got Andrade, you got Shelton Benjamin, and you got Buddy Murphy! Those are the 16 guys that's going to be in King of the Ring. Drew's the favourite. Who's the dark horse, Shad?
Baron Corbin.
Ooh, King Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
King Corbin.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't be surprised, you know. It's not going to be a heel. That's what most of the winners I can think of.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. There's not many times I've seen like a face win it. Like, the only face I can recall winning it was Bret Hart, and then he got competed by Jerry Lawler, and we know how that went down. That was one of my favourite joke matches, man, right there, man. That was one of my favourite sheets right there, man. But, King Corbin? Not King Ricochet.
You got a chance,
though,
even before Ricochet, I put Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy! Yo, that was a performance and a half on SmackDown. Don't you agree?
It was, man. I'll give you a quick sneak peek into my MVP of the week, and I will give it to him. I'll give it to Buddy Murphy for a little piece of massage.
Buddy Murphy killed it, man. He battered it. And the way he sold Roman Reigns' spear was dread. Even Roman Reigns had to look at him and say, yeah, man, you're the real deal, you're a bad man. Roman Reigns had to nod his head and say, yeah, man, yeah. And you know what, if you want to talk about MVP of the week, Shad, Buddy Murphy, I'm going to say, if Bray Wyatt never did his debut, I would have gave that to Buddy Murphy for real. I can't give it to Buddy Murphy, man. Bray Wyatt gets the MVP of the week, man. That entrance at SummerSlam was just done. It was what everyone was waiting for, and it delivered, and then some. And then you have the entrance music on top. And then, you know, the entrance is so done that I think that 2K Games, I think they should seriously consider delaying the release of WWE 2K20. I don't think they should bring that game out now. Another October 26th. I know, but
downloadable character.
Huh?
Downloadable character.
At least make it a downloadable. Yeah, you're gonna have to make some last minute changes, guys. Gonna make some last minute changes. You cannot have Bray Wyatt coming out the way he used to, or you can, but have the new version. Oh man, people will pay for the extra content, man. Just do it. Bring out the Fiend, man. Like, man, yo, oh, man. That was crazy. All right, then. My, who could I pick? King Cesaro. Not King Cesaro.
Nah. I wish, but nah.
Well, okay. King Ali.
He's a dark horse, maybe.
I'm going to give my... King Andrade, nah, I don't know. Ooh, King Andrade. I will say this, either Andrade or Ali, more likely Ali, is going to be in the final.
Yeah.
I'm going for Ali as my dark horse, man. I remember this season, I'm going for Ali. Buddy Murphy will do well, as does Ricochet, as does Cedric, man.
KO versus McIntyre with Shane screwing
KO.
KO. Mm-hmm. KO will get to the final.
Kevin
McMahon will try to screw him at every stop. McMahon will try to screw him. He'll probably end up facing Elias somewhere during this, as I say.
Yeah, for real.
And then he'll come to McIntyre, and that's when he'll lose in the final.
You know what, Shad? That sounds more realistic. Because Drew McIntyre is a Shane McMahon guy. So this King of the Ring tournament, as much as we'd like to see it back, it's got Shane McMahon's footprints all over it.
Yep, I won't screw KO. That's why he gave that good promo on SmackDown.
Yeah. You're so right. You're so right there. I'm not... Okay, you're going for a Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre final.
Yeah.
It makes sense, you know. Seriously, it makes sense. Because what's going to happen is Kevin Owens and Elias will clash because they've already planted the seeds on SmackDown. You know what I mean? With the fast count. That was the fastest count I ever seen from Elias. I thought that was deep. I was laughing. I was like, no, deep. So Elias and Kevin Owens will clash. I would not be surprised if they clash in the first round, actually. Right, first or second round, man. Right up, man. But do expect incredible performances from Ali, Andrade, Chad Gable, Buddy Murphy. Yeah, definitely. Cesaro, Cedric Alexander, Ricochet, obviously. Samoa Joe's gonna go in. I can see Samoa Joe getting as far as the semifinals. I feel sorry for Samoa Joe, man, because he needs something like this as well. King Joe? King Samoa Joe? Do you think he's got her into it? King Samoa Joe?
Might have his own stuff going on with Roman and the whole Samoan connection.
Let's move on to Roman Reigns now you mentioned it, man. Before we go on to Bitch of the Week. Me and Serial Killer, we have no idea where this is going. We have no idea, and we know that Rikishi did it for The Rock. So, who's trying to take Roman Reigns out of the game, Shad? Have you got any ideas who it possibly could be?
My first thought was maybe the spirit of Jimmy Snuka.
I thought you was too good in this episode, you know. Yeah, I mean, I know you said you've turned babyface after that interview, man, but I think you've been too babyface up until that point. There he is, Chad Fiver's back, there he is.
Try to hold it down for as long as I could.
You bought it though.
Who could it be? There's two people still. There's two scenarios at one. Oh. One of them's more realistic than the other.
Right, go on then.
One of them is who we mentioned earlier, it is indeed Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is the guy who's guilty and he didn't do it alone. He did it with his Samoan brothers, the Usos. the Usos and Samoa to team up together as a faction, take out Roman. Usos haven't been seen, they've been around to help Roman, but not been there. Like I said, we've got Triple H helping Roman and Samoa Joe looking like he's helping Roman. That's my out there theory.
That's your out there, but that sounds realistic though, man, because it's true, the Usos ain't been seen, man. Where the Usos at? Okay. Let me hear the realistic one.
And then the realistic one is, of course, the most obvious one is Daniel Bryan. Is in fact Daniel Bryan doing it all with Luke Harper.
No, Roman.
No, Luke Harper.
Oh. Yeah,
well, I'm sure
we mentioned him, because it was all in the Wyatt family. For real, for real, for real, that sounds, I think, to be honest with you, both scenarios you mentioned are both realistic.
I wouldn't say one's more realistic than the other. I wouldn't even say that.
You know what would be less realistic than both those scenarios? That it was someone coming through from NXT.
Wow. Yeah. Like you, though?
Well, the rumor is that Johnny Gargano's been re-called up.
That's Johnny Gargano. It's the Johnny Wrestling.
Johnny Wrestling. My other out there theory that I mentioned.
I couldn't imagine whoever it is. You got to imagine them driving a forklift because that's what they attacked Roman with. I couldn't imagine Johnny Gargano driving a forklift. I couldn't even imagine Bray Wyatt. Is all I say. Oh yeah, it could be Bray Wyatt at the Fiend. I couldn't imagine him driving a forklift either.
Nah.
We know that Jimmy Uso has trouble driving, drinking.
Yeah, there was jokes about that before.
Yeah, so Jimmy got behind the forklift, or got behind the car, and tried to take out Roman.
Both, like I said, the both scenarios you mentioned are realistic, because Samoa Joe can act like, oh shit, who did this, who did that, you know what I mean, and Samoa Joe him delegate, and then get the Usos, he get the Usos brother to shut down Roman Reigns. And then he'll have his reasons, you know what I mean? Like the Usos brother then turn evil and shit. That would be a rough storyline. But yeah, then again, you have got Danny Bryan. He's going around like he's got a guilty conscience and shit, man. You know what I mean? And it would be something for Danny Bryan to do, man, in a big out feud with Roman Reigns. So it could work out that way, man. But, like, I was throwing wild cards out there, man. Like, someone that we haven't seen on TV for a minute. I mentioned Bobby Roode, and Bobby Roode found himself on Raw the other day. You know what I mean? So, I thought it might be him. Or it might be someone who's currently a babyface that's about to turn evil. Just like what happened with Rikishi. You know what I mean? Who knocked over Stone Cold Steve Austin? Who knocked him over? And, it turned out to be you're not trying to think Rikishi, you're not thinking him, but it was him, and he did it for the Iraq, and then it didn't come off well, so, oh, he had someone make him do it, and it turned out to be Triple T, and I remember I said it was Triple T all along, I said it was him, but I can't do it this time.
Triple T was there, the car accident anyway.
Interesting, someone trying to take out Roman Reigns. Imagine that it was the Usos, but Samoa Joe was the mastermind behind it to make it look like it wasn't him. And Roman Reigns even apologized and shit, man. Said, yo, I apologize, man. Damn. And I'll say it wasn't you now.
But again, the reason why Roman was there again was maybe it was Harper.
Well, yeah, man. I'd like, to be honest with you, Shad, I'd like it to be
Harper, Daniel Bryan, Rowan. I'd like it to be, yeah, I'd like it to be that. Because that, you know, that'll be cool still. That'll be cool to bring Harper back in. Because like, Serial Killer was like, yo, didn't Harper leave? Didn't he leave the WWE? And I was like, nah. I said, he requested for his release, and he didn't get it. Yeah, you know I mean, they denied him and said, nah, we're not releasing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'd like to go for Harper. That's a good one right there, man. That is good. Try and take out Double R. Turns into a Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns feud. Because Daniel Bryan's the one going on. He's the one going on all. Yeah. Yeah, man. I'd rather it be that. Because it would break my heart, man. Because I love the Usos, brother. It would break my heart to be them. Interesting theories, man. It is a good, and now we gotta wait till next week to find out who really done it, man. So yeah, man, sounds good to me, man. We're in the last 10 minutes. Beard of the week, Sean Farmer. Is it the same as mine? It's gotta be, surely. Who is it? Bitched out, man. Oh lord, nah. But even with that, man, I don't think it was worse than Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler's my bitch of the week, man. Like, Goldberg handled him, mash him up good and proper. Him gets up saying, "Oh, you soft," and Goldberg come back with three ties and spear out his blood clot. And then the next day on Raw, he did the same shit and let the Miz fuck him up with the skull-crushing finale. Yeah, I mean, Dolph Ziggler's getting bitch of the week quite a bit lately. So that's my bitch of the week right there. Dolph Ziggler. Shout out to Serial Killer. That's probably what he was thinking. I was thinking that. Dolph Ziggler. What a idiot. Funny, man. Funny. Dolph Ziggler's my dude, man. Finally. Sasha Banks has come back to the game. Blue hair, turned evil, beating up Natalya and Becky Lynch blood clot, man. How you feel about that, man? I like it.
Yeah, exactly what needed to happen. I think everyone knew she was going to come back as a heel. I think everyone thought, oh, she's going to attack Bayley, but
yeah.
This way, for it to go on Raw. Sasha and Becky's a better match than Sasha and Bayley.
Agreed, because we've had Bayley and Sasha already, and it just led to nothing. There was no end game with that, man. But Becky and Sasha now, this works, because, you know, you had Natalya already, and then the question was out there, okay, who's next to challenge Becky after this? And I know Becky was on social media calling out Sasha Banks as well. So you had Michael Cole talking about, oh, I don't know what's gone into Sasha Banks. I don't know why he's attacking Becky Lynch and Natalya like this. I'm like, yo, Michael Cole, do you not keep up with Instagram? Do you not keep up with Twitter? Last time I checked, Becky Lynch called out Sasha Banks. Did she not?
Oh, yeah. If Sasha Banks could hack it and she didn't just get her jacket and she's off crying like Ronda Rousey, then I would love to face her. But unfortunately, she couldn't take losing. She lost the tag team championship and she was gone. Some people can't hack losing. They can't step up. They can't realize that when you lose, it's just a chance to get better. It's a chance to learn and it's a chance to grow. Instead, she wants to talk about, oh, the freaking wind and the butterflies and the freaking cocoons. And I'm a rabbit that's coming from the earth and the soil. And whatever else she wants to put on her little freaking social media crop. Come fight me, Sasha, if you want it.
Come on, man. Only supposed to be a journalist. She's supposed to be a better journalist than me. I don't know what got it into Sasha Banks. For crying out loud, man. So, I mean, even Corey Graves said, Sasha Banks is doing all this cryptic shit. Oh, Sasha Banks, she's all for herself. And rare. Like, Corey Graves is a better journalist than Michael Cole.
No, he knew what was coming.
Exactly. Love it though, man. Love it. Welcome back, Sasha. That's cool, man. That's cool. Matter of fact, Sasha, I sincerely hope, you know what's gonna happen? I'm calling it early.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is how it's gonna go down. The next pay-per-view is Clash of Champions, okay? Clash of Champions. Becky and Sasha and maybe Natalya will fight. We'll see about the Natalya part, but definitely Becky and Sasha, right? They're going to fight for that title. You know what's going to happen? It's going to get thrown out. Very similar to what happened with Randy Orton and Kofi Kingston's, right? I mean, whatever about Kofi Kingston and Randy Orton. That feud must continue for the right reason. So I understood it. I understood the crowd going, bullshit. I get it. But it's for the greater good. So bear with Kofi and Randy. But back to Sasha and Becky. These two, it's going to be thrown out. The match is going to get out of hand. Becky still holds the title. The next pay-per-view after that, Chad? We ain't got the evolution. We ain't got the evolution, all right? I was disappointed.
One night stand?
No, we ain't got the one night stand either. As much as I would love a one night stand with Becky and Sasha, it's not going to happen, no. The next pay-per-view after that? That's how it's going. Becky and Sasha are going to fight in Hell in a Cell. They're going to do it again, man. Word up. And that time, Sasha will win. Sasha will be like, well, I've got experience. I've been in here with Charlotte before. Okay, I lost the match, but still. You know what I mean? I've got the experience. You haven't, Becky. And I'm going to fuck you up in Hell in a Cell. The feud will continue. And Sasha will become your new World Wrestling Federation Raw Women's Champion. Do you have any objections on that, man? Have you got any objections?
What month is Hell in the
Cell? October.
Do you know the exact date?
I don't know the exact dates, but I do. I don't know the exact date at this time, but I do know that SmackDown, the 20th anniversary thing, is October the 4th. That's a Friday. I do know that much.
I'm not thinking about that. Even I'm still thinking we get either Bray or Brock on that SmackDown show. Beat Kofi.
Yeah.
I'm still going for that, but I'm talking about last year it happened, and I said the same thing last year. I'm not going to tell the belt to top AJ because he's on the front cover of the game.
Oh, for true. Because she's promoting the game, innit? She's promoting the game, so she, as long as the game don't come out until October 22nd, so it's like she has to keep the belt until at least that time. So I understand that. Yeah. I do understand still. Ooh, yeah. Very good thinking there. Like I said, there's no all women's pay-per-view this year, which I'm a bit gutted about, because I really liked it last year. And after the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, then they're going to Survivor Series. That's how it's going, man. And we have no idea what they're going to do as far as that, man. But that's interesting right there, man. So that's cool, man. That's cool. Big up to Sasha Banks. Yo, we've come to the end of this this podcast for this week, man. For real, man. Will we be back next week? Possibly. Most likely. So, yeah, man. That's how it's going, man. I've been your host, Grab Body P. He's been the Shoutfather. You can follow us on all the social media at Jams Podcast. That's what we have to do. We are out! You know, I'm hungry as a motherfucker, man. I was a fool. I don't know about you, Chad. You want to eat, you can get your smoke on or do what you got to do, sexual security. Whatever you got to do, do that, man. I'm going to eat my big piece of chicken. I'm out!
I'm really sorry for what I did.